Barger & Son, still number one in the number two business.
Get fired up at Bricks with specialty wood-fired pizzas, fresh new sandwiches, amazing pastas and salads, plus 24 microbrews on draft and 14 different wines by the glass. Be sure to sign up for the Bricks MBA program and earn free food just for drinking beer. Great food and a great family-friendly hangout. Bricks is the place for lunch, dinner, or late night because they're open until 1 a.m. Bricks, in front of Walmart at Turkey Creek. Bricks, a perfect place to enjoy fall and sports.
Need affordable catering? Something delicious to serve at your next football party, business, or sales meeting? Salsarita's has you covered with fresh, affordable catering for under $8 a person. The traveling taco bar is awesome. Salsarita's provides professional delivery and setup. Have an impressive gathering for family, friends, business, or any occasion with Salsarita's Fresh Cantina. Across from Westtown Mall, in Earth Fair Shops at Turkey Creek, Fountain City by the pond, in Alcoa, across from Ross, in Pigeon Forge, and Clinton Highway, across from Target. Salsarita's, the caterer you trust.
This update is brought to you by Joseph Construction. At Joseph, their one and only goal is to be the best. What else is there?
WNML AM Knoxville, WNML FM Loudoun, WNRX FM Jefferson City, the sports animal.
Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Howell on The Sports Animal. The mother of a baby abducted in Nashville is working with a sketch artist on a picture of her attacker. Maria Garoya spoke with reporters through an interpreter today. Swollen eyes, a cut visible on one cheek. She says a robust white woman came to the door and said she was with immigration and was there to arrest her.
I didn't know the person that did this to me. I had never seen her before.
There was a sign in the front yard indicating a baby boy had just been born. Authorities wonder if that could have tipped a kidnapper off. Garoya says the woman grabbed a knife and attacked her, but even with 9 stab wounds and a collapsed lung, she was able to run for help.
She went for help, and when she came back, the baby wasn't there anymore, and her younger 3-year-old daughter was there.
Garoya asks the kidnapper to reflect because she says she needs her baby back. An Amber Alert remains in effect for now 5-day-old Yair Carrillo. Relief supplies from the U.S. heading towards Samoa flattened in an earthquake that killed at least 75 people. Alex Stone has more.
A massive C-130 packed full of supplies is on its way to Samoa after leaving Sacramento. Lieutenant Commander Wes Hester says a plane is full of food, water, and specialized communications gear.
They're going to get out and really help the Samoan government figure out what exactly they need and what the U.S. government can do to help.
Nobody knows how long the crew will be in Samoa, but they've been warned it could be weeks. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Another delay in the Lamarcus Davidson trial. Yesterday, the judge in the carjacking murder case granted a 1-week delay for more advanced DNA testing. Today, the judge grants another week delay because of scheduling conflicts with the medical examiner. Now that trial is set to begin October 19th. Prosecutors say Davidson is the ringleader in the carjacking torture killings of Shannon Christian and Chris Newsom. That's the latest news. I'm Catherine Howell on The Sports Animal.
Getting reports now of wrecks on Kingston Pike, eastbound just west of Morrell Road. Another one possibly involving a school bus. Bays Mountain Road at Walnut Springs Road. No injuries there. Other wrecks include Summit Hill at Hall of Fame, Tazewell Pike at Fountainhead Lane, and Lions Bend at Glen Cove. They should be in the clearing stages of that one. Got a report of a house fire. The fire department heading out to check on Lakeview Drive at Kiowa Circle. Regions Life Green Checking and Savings for Business Accounts comes with e-services to save you time and money. Switch to Regions and start saving today. With Metro Skywatch, I'm Left Turn Laverne.
We're feeling fall across East Tennessee. Temperatures again are below average, mainly ranging in the 60s today. Our sky conditions will remain mostly clear as we head into the evening hours. That clarity will assist bringing us another chilly overnight forecast with those lows resting into the mid and upper 40s. Tomorrow expect more sunshine in mid 70s. From the Pinpoint A Doppler Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Campbell.
Thanks to national plans from U.S. Cellular, small businesses have the freedom to talk anywhere in the country without roaming or long-distance charges. U.S. Cellular. Believe in something better.
Oh, where did I park?
It happens every day in parking garages across America. Drivers come to the realization that their beige crossover is just like millions of other beige crossovers.
Is this one mine?
These drivers are suffering from identity loss.
Oh, there it is. No, it isn't.
But there's hope. It's called the new Audi Q5. And with its distinctive exterior styling and signature LED lights, it's designed to stand out from all the others. With performance features like the power of Quattro and the customized handling you'll feel with available Audi Drive Select, this is one crossover you won't be able to miss. Test drive the new unmistakable Audi Q5 crossover at an Audi dealer near you. Audi, truth in engineering.
The all-new, unmistakable Audi Q5, powered by Quattro, is available now at Harper Audi, where the drive is always world-class. 9735 Kingston Pike, and worldwide at harperaudi.com. This edition of Sports Talk is brought to you by Central City Heating and Air. For award-winning service on your existing unit or a new train system, call 717-9191.
Central City Heating and Air.
That's 717-9191.
It's time now for Sports Talk. Your number one source for sports news and entertainment in East Tennessee.
John Wilkerson and Jimmy Himes on Sports Talk.
Call now by dialing 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. And star 990 is a free call for U.S. Cellular and AT&T customers.
Now
it's Sports Talk with John Wilkerson and Jimmy Himes.
Hour number three of Sports Talk begins. I'm John Wilkerson with Jimmy Himes.
And just a couple of notes out there. Tennessee Associate Athletic Trainer Chad Newman has reported that basketball player Emmanuel Negedu likely will remain at the UT Medical Center for at least one more night as Negedu and his American host family and his doctors work to analyze test results and formulate a plan of action moving forward. I have been told that they hope to have this soon, but we don't know exactly what soon means in this regard. Negedu was hospitalized Monday afternoon following a collapse at UT's Neyland Thompson Sports Center. Quote from Bruce Pearl, everyone, including Emmanuel, appreciates the outpouring of support he's received over the last couple of days. However, there has been some undue speculation about Emmanuel's status as a basketball player. Our complete focus at this time is on Emmanuel's health and well-being, first and foremost. There is a great medical team working to determine why this has happened and what steps need to be taken next. Any discussions of his basketball future are inappropriate at this time. We ask that everyone respect Emmanuel's privacy and keep him in your prayers. Close quote. We're now joined by the former coach at Auburn, Tommy Tuberville, in this interview brought to you on the McDonald's Hotline.
McDonald's now featuring their third-pound Angus burgers.
Coach Tuberville, how you doing?
I'd like one of those third-pound Angus.
Hey, we'll send one down there to you. Give me an address. Right. We'll take care of that. Hey,
what's going on?
How have you enjoyed your work with ESPN?
I really liked it. You know, it's different because you have to study all the teams across the country and do a lot of work, research. They send you a lot of things to read. It's been really good. I've enjoyed keeping up with, you know, not just the SEC, but all the other conferences and kind of keep up with everybody else's problems. You know, it's tough being a college football coach. And when you're a coach and coaching your own team, you're just kind of oblivious to everything else that's happened other than the team that you're playing that week. And it's been fun. I'm looking forward to hopefully getting back in it, but it's been interesting.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if looking at all these different teams, if studying all these different teams out there, if that makes you a little bit more itchy to get back into the profession.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's probably helped me, though, just be able to kind of sit back and kind of adjust to, being out of it a little bit, kind of understanding what golf's like in the fall. I've never, ever played golf this time of year, and I play about 3 days a week, and it's pretty fun, but
it's nice.
I miss it. You know, I miss the camaraderie of the coaches and the players and trying to build something and the competition each week. It's pretty tough, but it's really enjoyable.
Tommy, Auburn's off to a 4-0 start, and one of the reasons the offense has really done well. And I want to ask you if you are surprised that Auburn's spread option has worked this effectively under Gus Malzahn.
No, it's a different spread. I went to that mess we ran last year, and it was a lot of the things structure wise that really didn't fit college football. And I'm a defensive guy, and I learned more and more about it. And Gus Malzahn's, it's still the spread. They're going no huddle and run a play over 15 seconds, but it's not very complicated, and it doesn't take that long to pick it up. But I think it's good. I think eventually, you know, when you're running it, you have to add things to make it a little bit more complicated in terms of being holed up against very good defenses. On the other hand, Lane Kiffin's offense is like trigonometry. I mean, it is very tough because I've coached the West Coast offense, and you know, poor quarterback. You know, it takes 3 years to learn it, and it's just so hard. You know, Lane's a heck of a football coach, and he'll get it through. We did it Auburn. It took us 3 years with Jason Campbell to learn it, and once he learned it, man, it was great. But it just takes a while. But Malzone's is a little bit more. I'm not going to say elementary. It's just a lot easier to pick up, especially with Chris Todd healthy. You know, he's doing well, and the running backs, all the offensive lines back. I know it's going to be a good football team, and they're doing well.
Tommy, I had heard that with Tony Franklin, not all of the offensive staff bought into what he was doing. Was that true, and do you think that led to some of the problems?
No. When we hired Tony, I brought him in, and I had him sit down with all the coaches and let him evaluate them. And, you know, if we need to think about making any changes, you know, if I was going to hire him, we'd do that. But I thought everybody, they work well together. You know, whenever you have problems, you know, you've got to look for solutions, and there's just no solution in that type of offense we're running. I mean, every week it's the same thing, and if it's not working, you have nothing else to go through. And that was the problem that we were having, is being able to adjust to different, personnel. You know, we lost Chris Todd after the fourth game of the season, and we had brought in Cody Burns, and Cody was not a big thrower, and that was more of a throwing spread. Gus Malzahn runs more of a running spread. The thing that Gus has been able to do is get the ball down the field a little bit to take the pressure off the running game and get the safeties out of the box. Obviously there was some problems with the coaching staff, mainly me, because we weren't moving the football, and I had quite a few discussions with them, and finally I just decided, you know, it's not working, and it wasn't really anybody's fault other than mine. We changed. We went to another direction, and it just didn't work.
Coach, we can honestly say that we missed you in Hoover for SEC Media Days. My question is, did you miss being in Hoover?
You know, I tried to stay busy around that time, as I've tried to stay ever since y'all started down there. I understand nobody made their presence like I did. You know, I tried to make all you guys, but I think they should. But you know how egos are with other – everybody wants to do their own thing and run their own program the way they want to, and that's fine. But, I missed it, and I miss it every day. And I get up in the morning wondering, you know, why am I not coaching again? You know, it's kind of weird.
As you said at the start of our conversation that it's been different following all these football teams and getting to know so many different teams across the country. Do you find yourself watching Auburn when it plays to see the players that you recruited, or do you kind of shy away from that and just maybe watch what other teams are doing elsewhere?
Well, I try to watch as many games as I can to sound a little bit educated, you know, when I'm on ESPN. And that's pretty hard for an old boy from Arkansas. But, I have not gone to the game and will not go. You know, I'm trying to completely to stay out of the way. That's the least they need me over there trying to be around, and I want them to do well. I'm their biggest fan, but I've gone around. I try to go to a different game every week. I went to the Alabama Virginia Tech game. Ohio State, USC, went to North Carolina and Georgia Tech last week. I will go to the Arkansas and Texas A&M game this week. My 16-year-old son, really enjoyed. I never got to spend much time with him, obviously, in the last 16 years. And we try to go to a game each week together and go to a different stadium. And it's been a lot of fun. He's had the chance to stand on a lot of sidelines before, but not to ever go and be with his dad in father and son football game.
That's got to be a whole lot of fun for you.
It really is. I go watch play on Friday nights, and he's a quarterback for the varsity, and he's only a 10th grader. He's pretty good. And then we get up Saturday morning, and we'll take off and go somewhere and watch a game. And it helps me to get away and get away from Auburn because, you know, there's a lot of lasting memories here. I'm still living in Auburn. It's one of those deals where you have to keep unoccupied. And then I travel on Sunday and Mondays and do a lot of work for ESPN and do some on Friday. So it kind of keeps me busy.
Our guest, Tommy Tuberville, former Auburn football coach. Tommy, what are your thoughts on the job that Gene Chizik has done thus far?
Well, I think he's done a good job. You know, the biggest thing when you come in as a coach is is you got to know the situation. Gene was with me here for 3 years, and I think I was not involved in any way in the hiring of Gene, but